Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Ecolab Inc., a global leader in water, hygiene, and energy technologies and services. Ecolab provides comprehensive solutions and services that enhance the safety, efficiency, and sustainability of businesses across a wide range of industries. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Ecolab has been a major player in the environmental services industry for years. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like the status quo bias and overconfidence influence their decision-making, especially in areas like product innovation and market expansion?
The status quo bias is particularly relevant to Ecolab's approach, especially in how they manage their product offerings and customer relationships. The status quo bias refers to the preference for maintaining existing conditions rather than making changes. Ecolab leverages this bias by focusing on Ecolab Inc. is a major player in the environmental services industry, known for its innovative solutions in water, hygiene, and energy technologies. From a behavioral finance perspective, biases like the status quo bias and overconfidence play a significant role in Ecolab's decision-making. The status quo bias, which is the tendency to prefer the existing state of affairs, is leveraged by Ecolab through their focus on maintaining strong relationships with existing customers by offering reliable, proven solutions. This bias helps Ecolab ensure customer loyalty, particularly in industries where consistency and dependability are crucial. Overconfidence, the tendency to overestimate one's own capabilities, influences Ecolab's approach to market expansion and product innovation. With a strong history of success and leadership in their industry, Ecolab's management may exhibit confidence in their ability to continue growing and innovating, which drives them to invest heavily in new technologies and markets. This confidence can lead to substantial growth, but it also comes with risks if the company overestimates the potential success of new ventures or underestimates market challenges.
And this focus on leveraging the status quo bias and overconfidence has helped Ecolab maintain its leadership position in the environmental services industry, appealing to both customers and investors who value stability and innovation.
Exactly. Ecolab's strategic use of the status quo bias in maintaining customer loyalty and overconfidence in pursuing innovation and market expansion appeals to investors looking for a company that balances operational excellence with strategic growth. However, this approach also means that Ecolab must carefully manage the risks associated with market volatility, technological disruptions, and competitive pressures, particularly as the environmental services landscape continues to evolve with new challenges and opportunities.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Ecolab. As a major player in the environmental services industry, DEI is particularly important for Ecolab. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Ecolab's approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the company operates in a global and highly competitive industry where inclusivity can drive better decision-making, innovation, and employee engagement. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Ecolab's ability to innovate and adapt by fostering a culture that values diversity and inclusion. A commitment to DEI allows Ecolab to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in the environmental services industry. For investors, Ecolab's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Ecolab build stronger relationships with employees, customers, and communities, reinforcing its brand as one that values inclusivity and ethical leadership.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in industries like environmental services, where the ability to foster inclusivity and sustainability is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and operational strategies, Ecolab not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of stakeholders, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, Ecolab operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving industry. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and environmental regulations, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Ecolab's strategy involves continuously adapting its product offerings, sustainability practices, and customer engagement efforts to meet the evolving needs of the market while maintaining its focus on efficiency and innovation. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with market volatility, regulatory changes, and environmental challenges. Ecolab's ability to understand and respond to new market trends, such as the increasing demand for water conservation solutions, the shift towards more stringent environmental regulations, and the growing importance of sustainability, allows it to stay relevant and competitive. By using data analytics, customer feedback, and market research, Ecolab can identify emerging opportunities and adjust its strategies accordingly, helping to mitigate risks and capitalize on new opportunities in the environmental services industry.
And this adaptability is essential for Ecolab, especially as they face competition from other environmental service companies and the growing demand for more sustainable and innovative solutions. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in a changing industry is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Ecolab's focus on understanding market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the environmental services industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in environmental regulations, technological advancements, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare Ecolab to other companies in the environmental services and sustainability sectors like waste management, Veolia, and Suez. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Ecolab's dynamics are often compared to other environmental services giants like waste management, Veolia, and Suez, particularly in their approach to sustainability, market expansion, and competition. Ecolab's strength lies in its focus on water, hygiene, and energy technologies, appealing to investors looking for a company that balances innovation with environmental stewardship. Waste management, with its emphasis on waste collection and recycling services, appeals to investors interested in a company that prioritizes operational efficiency and environmental impact. Veolia, known for its leadership in water and waste management services, attracts those looking for a company that is driving advancements in global environmental solutions. Suez, with its focus on water and waste resource management, appeals to investors interested in companies that integrate sustainability with infrastructure services. Ecolab's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for innovation, strong market presence, and adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the environmental services industry.
And unlike Veolia, which focuses heavily on water and waste management services, Ecolab's strength lies in its specialization in water, hygiene, and energy technologies, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Ecolab, the focus on innovation, sustainability, and market adaptability provides a unique value proposition in the environmental services industry.
To sum up, Ecolab Inc. S approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their sustainability strategies, adaptation to changing market conditions, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Ecolab's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.